Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking downfield, now goes back to the flat, and buried at the 38-yard line is Devon Achane. Shaq Thompson lowered the boom.
Watching that game on the broadcast, that was a uh-oh as the ball's in the air. Shaq Thompson ready for that one. Level Devon Achane, Chris Brown there on the call, and he joins us here on the Western Hotline to recap Bills and Dolphins, a 31-21 win for the Bills. Chris, as we've talked about this game now for 2.5 hours this morning, I'm struck by how in character nearly everything that happened in the game was for the Bills, right? Where everybody eats, they run the ball effectively, they don't necessarily need a downfield passing game, they don't make many mistakes. The third down defense might be a problem, but Terrell Bernard makes a splash play. Like, so much of what happened last night was very much in character for what the Bills have been for more than a year now.
Yeah, kind of how the script has gone for them. You know, they might not be a perfect team, but they're a highly efficient team. And when they have a situation where a play has to be made, you know, there's Terrell Bernard, who, when I saw him make the pick, I was just like, oh my God, he's done it in the fourth quarter again. And that's why I called him Mr. Fourth Quarter on the call. Because, you know, whether it's the Ravens game where he punches the ball out from Mark Andrews, whether it's the interception on the last ditch heave by Patrick Mahomes in week 9 last year. You know, he did it again last night. I actually asked him after the game in the press conference, I said, what is it about you in the fourth quarter? I said, do you use the game to react quicker later in the game? Almost like use the test to take the test kind of thing. And he said, yeah. He said, by the time we get to the fourth quarter, we have a pretty good feel for what concepts are working for the opponent, what they might come back to, and we talk about it on the sidelines a lot. And he said, yeah, sometimes I feel like it puts me in position a half second quicker to make a play like that, and we saw him do it again last night.
They lost this game, but last year Bernard picked off Stroud, I think, to keep that game alive too in the Houston game. So, and that was also in the fourth quarter. That play, Chris, like, just seemed like it was totally just reading to knowing the play beforehand. Because watching it back a little bit, like, it might have looked easy in the moment watching at the stadium or on TV, but it's because he seemed to be two steps ahead of Tua on that one.
Yeah, and you know, Tua did not zip it in there either. And this is where Tua falls victim to interceptions. He has 5 now in 3 games. So that's a problem, and I think it'll always be a problem. And then you have to give credit to the rush on that. I can't remember if it was Daquan Jones or Deion Walker.
It was Walker.
Yeah, that got the hands in the face. You know, if Tua, once he was committed to that decision, the rush forced him to make that decision. And we have to remember, Deion Walker's 6'7", 331 pounds. Tua's 5'11", so he had to loft the ball just to get it over him. So all of that works together to make it maybe a more interceptable pass than, you know, being able to fire it on a line to your intended receiver. So it all goes into the mix there in terms of making a game-changing play.
Chris Brown joining us on the Western Hotline, recapping Bills, Dolphins, and the win for the Bills to go to 3-0. You know, the Jackson Hawes breakout continues. A touchdown reception here. They've gone to him at least once in every game so far, and he's on the field quite a bit as they clearly, Chris, have an identity here of wanting to just mash their opponents, and Hawes has helped them do that.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of crunched the numbers going into this game, guys, and on over 35% of their plays through two games, you know, they had either 12, 13, 21, or 22 personnel on the field. So at least one fullback and at least one tight end on over 35% of their plays, which, you know, is power football, formation-wise, personnel grouping-wise. So I think they're going to continue to lean into that because I think they feel they're just scratching the surface. And it may not be super exciting football all the time, but I think they realize that there are still some kinks to work out on the defensive side of the ball, whether it's getting their secondary fully healthy, namely Max Hairston coming back from injury, or some other issues. I think they feel that ball control and balancing their offense out a little bit between run and pass and controlling the clock is going to help their defense by having them on the field for fewer plays. I think it's a concerted effort to do that, and those power formations are a step in that direction.
And it leads to, there's crazy facts all the time. Field Yates just tweeted one out. They're the first team in NFL history with 30 points in three straight games without a turnover to start a season. And Chris, like, really, it's just, like, those formations, them running the ball. Allen last night, he only threw the ball more than 10 yards down the field one time. They're very good at playing the game that you don't make mistakes and you don't get negative plays. And if you just get one or two from the opponent, that's how you can win the game.
Right. And I would say the amazing thing is if you told anybody that's going to be your offensive philosophy, I don't think there's anyone on the planet that would expect you to be scoring 30 or more points a game routinely because it doesn't seem to make sense. But the Bills are highly efficient in operating and functioning that way. And it's your bigger plays are coming from your featured running back more than anything else. I mean, that guy was inches away from snapping off two huge runs for touchdowns. I mean, a shoestring tackle prevents a 65-yard touchdown run by Cook, who was almost out the gate again a couple of times. So I think as long as they keep putting 30 burgers on the board, why are they going to change that? Because, again, they're rolling up so many plays on these long, sustained drives. They're controlling clock and winning time of possession. It was more even last night, and they were in a tight one. So in the end, it works out because of their efficiency and because of their ability to take care of the ball, which I can't tell you how many times Sean McDermott mentions that. He said the ball is the most important thing. That is the mantra. You heard Terrell Bernard repeat it last night in the press conference, and I think one other player mentioned it too. They get it drilled into their head. The ball is the most important thing.
Chris, on James Cook, one thing I found today, he's got 76% of their carries, which is a big uptick from last year. And we're only three games in, so, you know, things could change. But at the current rate, he's on pace for 300 carries. After last year being, I think it was 207 is the number. Do you think it keeps up that maybe it lands between 207 and 300? But do you feel like they feel it's not about the contract, it's about the back that he has kind of evolved into and the dangerousness of every time he touches the ball. Do you think this uptick for Cook is something they will stick with?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's a curious thing to ponder here. Steve actually on the show yesterday added in, you know, his receptions thus far. So I think he's on pace for 360 total touches. So can he handle that workload, I think, is the big question here, right? Because he's only a 190-pound back. But we had Thurman on the show yesterday, and he even said it, and I think he's bang on with this. James Cook doesn't take monster hits. He always finds a way to slide under the surging linebacker. He knows where the backside guy looking like clean as clock is coming from, and he gets down. LeSean McCoy was very good at that too, avoiding the monster hits. And I think James is excellent at that, and it's probably a byproduct of him knowing I'm not a masher. I'm 190 pounds, and look, I'll drive my legs and fight for extra yardage, but it's usually when he already has a guy hanging on him, and he'll get an extra yard or two. So I just think he's very smart in the way he plays the position to reduce the monster hits that usually take their toll on a back and can sometimes compromise their explosiveness and their effectiveness, you know, come week 17, 18, or the playoffs. He's very, very good at that. So this might be sustainable.
Chris, how big to you was the Zach Sealer penalty yesterday, roughing the punter? Because it wasn't just keeping the Bills' drive alive. Like, man, that must have killed so much momentum for Miami. They'd stopped the Bills two drives in a row before that, and to do it a third time and then have that taken away, I just have to think took a lot of wind out of their sails.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, too. I mean, Zach Sealer is probably one of their two best players on defense. They've got him on special teams. He runs over Reed Ferguson, the long snapper, and I understand why it's a tantalizing opportunity and you want to lay out for that, but you better 100% know you're getting the ball if you're doing that. It's a costly penalty, and in the end it looks dumb, and it's a bad time for that. Like, to me, I don't understand the aggressiveness, because it's a tie game and you're getting the ball back, right? It was a tie game, I believe.
Yes. Yep.
So, I mean, you're getting the ball back. Why are you laying out there and trying to block a punt? Your offense has not had trouble moving the ball. So to me, I respect the effort, but I think the timing is stupid. Like, it's just a dumb play at that point in the game, and it cost them. It cost them big.
Chris Brown joining us on the Western Hotline after Bills Dolphins 31-21 the final score. Chris, for the defense, third down defense will be something here, right? That we key in on again. Bernard makes the play, but we've kind of had Ravens tough, Jets they were great on third down, and this game not so much. And feels like calls we're getting, people are ready for the reinforcements to come to see what this defense kind of morphs into once they get healthy, once they get all their pieces back.
Yeah, I think it will look better. So in a way, they're kind of triaging it right now, right? And look, if you look at the first 3 weeks, what's the difference? The pass rush was fierce against the Jets, and they were getting home, and they were getting sacks, and they were getting hits on the quarterback, and against the Ravens and against the Dolphins, not so much. So I think, I'm not saying it's all pass rush, but we hear Coach McDermott all the time saying you got to marry the two up. And Joey Bosa was playing his rear end off, and he was getting close a lot of times, but he was not getting home, and it makes a difference. And I think also you do have to tip your hat to the Dolphins' offensive game plan. I thought Mike McDaniel called a very, very smart game, and I think the wrinkle that really threw the Bills for a loop for a while was putting Tua on the move. I think Mike McDaniel saw and went back to some film last year and saw how effective Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford were on rollouts. And look, that's not Tua's forte, but they did it a handful of times on plays they had to have. And the Bills were not prepared for Tua to be making plays outside the pocket, and they had to adjust, and they did. They hemmed him in better, I thought, in the second half of that game. But it really kept them in position to win the game. So you got to tip your hat to the opponent when they come up with something different that you're not expecting. And to Tua's credit, he even made a couple of second reaction throws, guys.
Yep, he did.
I mean, Tua is not a second reaction play quarterback, and he made a few of those plays last night. So, you know, I know he's going to come under fire because he throws the killer pick at the end, but I thought he played one of his more effective games against the Bills. But then you look at the Bills' defensive approach and the end of the game, he's got 146 yards passing.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they were doubling, you know, Waddle and Hill most of the game, rolling safety help over the top. They're like, throw it to H-Han all day. I don't care. We'll give you those 5 to 10 yard, you know, plays, but we're not giving you 20 and 30 and 40 yard plays. And in the end, the only deep pass Tua throws is the one to Hill that was incomplete. So end of the game, you got what you wanted. So I guess that's really all that matters. But they've got some stuff they're going to work on and have to fix here, because better quarterbacks, you know, might be more effective in victimizing them.
Chris Brown. Chris, enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, you too, guys.
All right. Chris Brown on the Western Hotline as part of Football Friday. His appearance brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Northtown Volkswagen, Western New York's number one VW dealership. Shop online at northtownvw.com. And by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. Jeremy and Joe, Football Friday.
Kevin Kolek's unexpected points just tweeted out the chart of like the win probability by play. The Dolphins on the roughing the punter penalty by Zach Sealer lost 17.7% win probability.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. Even though the Dolphins were backed up at the 2, like if that's a touchback,
right.
I bet that's like the number's 35.
Yeah, right.
Because 20 more yards. Because
the only play that was any larger in the game on win probability was the Tua pick.
Right.
So it was the second most impactful play of the game.
Two big mistakes. 803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-552-550. Last year, the Dolphins here, down the field, score a touchdown, tie it. Bills have to drive for a field goal, Poyer penalty, in range, kick, score. This time, back and forth, Dolphins look like they're going to drive down for a game-winning score. They don't because of the pick instead, but just felt a lot like last year's game. One big penalty is what kills you against a team that beats you all the time. And the Dolphins beat themselves a lot. 31-21. We'll keep rolling here on a Football Friday. Joe, we'll get to your call next. If you want to call in, we have some open phone lines you can jump on. Jeremy and Joe here on Football Friday on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.